And welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast. I am Charles McFall, and over here having a time of his life, dancing along with me to the music, is Joseph underscore R.
That's right. Like I said, embrace the underscore.
Embrace the underscore. Tony, we need to make that t-shirt. Embrace the underscore. PokemonGoPodcast.com. Joe, how's your week been, man?
It's been a pretty good week. Pretty good week. So I've been doing some more battles, specifically because we're coming up on the end. We'll talk about that some more.
The season
was supposed to end last week. They extended it, but it will be ending shortly, very shortly.
It's done right now.
Game over. GG. So I got myself a Pikachu with a hat, of course. I didn't find any shiny. I don't even think I have any shiny Pikachus, to be honest, which is weird because they've done so many Pikachu events. But I honestly don't think I have a shiny Pikachu.
I don't.
Nope, I don't. All right. But that's okay. That is okay. Still catching the Chanseys that are spawning a bit extra still. And I'm loving the fact that we get new research without having to spin a stop. That's been amazing.
Have you noticed the bonus research, or is that the research you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
The bonus research.
Yeah. You get one of those every day. I think it triggers at midnight, but regardless, you get one every day. And so, yeah, awesome stuff.
That's pretty cool. Now, before I go and discover what my adventures were this week, because I take pictures and there was something, I just don't remember what.
People are going to start saying you have dementia or Alzheimer's or something.
They will never know. How would you ever know? How would you ever know if I had dementia? I'm all over the place all the time. It's the curse of the ADD, man. But I want everybody to know we record this live on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we also have emails that we'd love to read from you. Show@PokemonGoPodcast.com is that email. Come on, get them. We gotta email them all. Get your stuff in. And Tony says he's never not had dementia. And that's fairly accurate.
That's fair.
It is. All right. So let me go to my photos. I do have a Pikachu shadowed around me somewhere. We may or may not get to that tonight. But I will go ahead and tell you, I do know this, Joe. What's your level on the battles? The tournament league?
5, I think, still.
Yeah, those are rookie numbers, man.
Are you higher than me now?
Oh god, yeah. I'm pushing 7. I'm at 6 and I'm pushing 7.
Okay, well I'm gonna have to step up my game.
Well, then I'm gonna have to step up my game.
I'm gonna have to step it up more than you step it up.
I'm gonna stomp the yards, what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna step it up even more. All right, where's my picture? I know something interesting hatched beyond. I thought something interesting hatched beyond. I may have accidentally deleted it. Because I did, something did happen. Like I got, oh, did I tell you about the EV shiny last week? As I say with disappointment in my voice, I got another shiny.
I don't think you said it on air, but I think you sent it to me.
I might have.
Maybe you said it on air. I don't know.
Yeah, I got another shiny, and it's an EV.
Your favorite.
Let's see. Go stop it. Go to recent. Thank you. Yeah, no, that was the last shiny I got. I thought I hatched something or caught something. I thought I took a screenshot this week, but I don't have a screenshot. As you know, I mean, I've been home way more than I was before, and I was not going out a ton before. So, yeah, you know, my experience is I'm kicking Joe's butt in the Battle League right now.
Yeah, and I think in the last month I've filled up my car once, so that shows how much I've been going out.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think I filled up at all in April. This is how that ran. Where's my Pokédex? I know I'm kind of stalling for time, but I know I thought I got something.
That's okay. I'll just pull up the people's experiences of the week.
You know what? Yeah, do that.
We have had some good experiences of the week in here. Let's see.
Right, come on, load in Pokédex. Go ahead and read those experiences.
All right. So from Ibit, we're going to do the first one from Ibit.
What? Brian Abbott had an experience of the week.
Brian Abbott had an experience of the week. He caught a shiny Darkrai. So that's pretty awesome.
So that was more of a spike the ball than a than experience, wasn't it? I can't blame him. That's an awesome experience there.
Yep, yep. And then Terry.
Sorry, what was that?
Yep, yep. Terry got himself a shiny Pinsir and a shiny. Yep. Oh, not a shiny. A 100% Electabuzz.
Ooh, so nice.
Pretty nice there. Coach Kev got himself a shiny Pikachu with a hat, which is weird because I thought the Pikachu with the hat was supposed to be shiny too.
Yeah, that's what we had read, that the hat
and
was
it's
be shiny.
Not.
Oh, that was part of my experience of the week, right? Going in with this. Going in with this is, what did I say last week on the show? I will bet, you know, a 3D printed character of your choosing that you cannot evolve the hat. And within less than 12 hours, I think it was Coach Kev popped in and went, yeah, no, you can't evolve them. Like, because why would you? Why would they? Wouldn't that be cool? I know it was probably Cody, but wouldn't, even if you kept the hat the same, it'd be cool to evolve them. But Joe, follow me here. Wouldn't it be cool to evolve Pikachu into Raichu and that hat turns into the evolved version of Charmander?
It would be super cool, except it would cause them to have more work. And of course, they don't want to do that.
And that's the show for today, bro. I'll go ahead.
To be honest, that's the only feasible reason I could see why it would be that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's basically just graphics, right?
Yeah.
It's Raichu has this hat, period. You know?
So,
I mean, it's not horrible that you don't. But yeah, no, we had read that it was supposed to be the shiny version, and that's not the shiny version of Charmander.
Charizard. It is not the shiny version of Charizard. Coach Kev also comes in with not one, but two shiny Venonats.
How can you tell?
Actually, with Venonat, it's pretty easy because his eyes go from red from red to blue.
Yeah. Like he's still purple.
Yeah, he is. And then Terry broke 200 million experience this past week. So that's level 40 times 10.
Yeah, because he did the math, so I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, but then again, he also played Pokemon Go
crazy
105, almost 106 hours this past week. The daily average in his usage is 15 hours.
See, I'm like the carbon offset of Terry Wolf, man. 105 hours he's got in this game. I've got like one this week. I'm your carbon offset there, Terry.
Yeah. Oh, and then actually Coach Kev with a third shiny Venonat popping in.
All right, Coach Kev. Catch something other than a Venonat, will you?
U.S. Nate Scout showing off a shiny Rattata. Popeye 705 with a shiny Giratina. And Terry is actually not level 10 in PvP yet, which is weird. I thought he would have gotten there already. He's only level 8, rare rank 8. But yeah,
okay.
And then
could we get Terry to quit the game if I outrank him in battles?
I think that would be hilarious. You should do it just because.
I think it'd be hilarious too.
Because he would never live that down ever.
Nope. And ever. Honestly, my goal was to really play a lot, and I honestly forget because the habits, right? The habits were get in the car, turn on the game. Play the game if I'm sitting around out and about in public, like on my gigs, I do my thing, and I'm not out and about. And in this game, you can now play the battles for now without getting out and about. I just forget because I did. I wanted to see how hard and how high I could push in the leagues just to say, there, everybody. Not that I can't, it's that I won't.
And here live in chat, WeirdTigger27 just got themselves a shiny Tangela. That is
nice.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And then the last one from Discord is US Nate Scout with a shiny Nidoran female. So the coloration looks like a Nidoran male. They swapped the coloration for the shinies on the male and female.
Weak sauce. Just weak sauce.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, it's a little bit lighter, but it's pretty much the same color as the Nidoran male. Yep.
Is that everybody? Or do we have any more in our Discord?
That okay. is all in the Discord.
So to get to that Discord, well, you can share your experience with us through Twitter. We'd love to have you over at Pokemon Go Pod. You can go to Facebook and tag something over there on that page.
Or if you're live.
Yeah, you come in live on Thursday
just
nights.
Like Weird Tigger 27 did.
But for us to really, really remember, and you want to be part of a great community, you want to talk with each other, you want to share those moments with somebody in the world, come to our Discord. That's at patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. It's any pledge will get you into the Discord, right, Joe? I think that's, we haven't looked at it.
I believe so.
I think that's right.
I'd have to double check, but that sounds right.
Because we were all about building community, and we'd like for you to help support the show. So there you go. And right now, here's your sports, as close to sports as we're ever going to get on this show. Nook's Tavern is leading us by 16. We're at 10. We need 7 more viewers. So we can't lose to Nook's Tavern. We got to win this streaming game, man. So everybody, go message all your family members. Tell them to get on. And you know what? They come and watch. I'll say your name out loud and make you an internet celebrity right now. Go get on the watch. All right, moving on to headlines.
And the crazy thing is, I don't think we have any bots right now.
Oh, wow. That is kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, Squishy Twitchy. But...
Right, yeah, he's one bot to rule them all, right?
Civilian on base want me to spin up some bots.
whatever it goes so I can spike the balls. I know we won. Okay. So we got the one Pokecoin in box in the shop, and
I like it.
See, every time I'm iffy, you love it. Every time you're iffy, I love it. It's funny that way.
So the reason I like it, so before we get into that, I guess, first things first, there's 3 incense, 20 Pokeballs, 15 raspberries, and 10 Pinap berries. And the reason I like it is specifically because of those incense. Because we've got another incense day that they've announced coming up in May. And we'll talk about that more later. So this will help people who are running low on incense to stock up for incense day or other events that they are heavily relying on incense so that people can play from home.
Yeah.
So
you want to hear a bad part of my experience of the week? I set an alarm for every Tuesday at 6 to do the Pokemon hour. I'm sitting outside with my kids. They're riding bikes and stuff in the street. And my alarm goes off. I'm like, cool, I'll get to that in a second. I got distracted. Didn't do it. Alarm and everything. Still didn't do the Pokemon hour. I'm just there's no hope for me sometimes.
That dementia.
You know? But because it reminded me because the incense day. So, I'll probably buy it. I got to see how much incense I have. I mean, it's one Pokecoin. But it just, it didn't really grab me and go, woohoo, let's do this.
I'm going to have to do that at Dragon Con. Grab you.
Grab and go, woohoo. And then not explain it to anybody. Just That's walk right. away.
Except Tony will now know. So if he's present.
He'll forget. He says,
so,
you know,
so will you.
Yeah, I know. He and I get along so well because we just forget so much stuff all the time. It's fine. It's fine. Let's see. So that's good. And they're going to revamp the Pokecoin system. So what does that kind of, what does that mean?
Yes. And some people are loving it. Other people, not so much. They said that they're running small tests for revamping the Pokecoin system. So what it has been is that you could get 50 coins from gyms. What they are planning to do is make it so that you can actually complete quote unquote featured activities each day to receive 5 Pokecoins, and they have 11 featured activities. So you'll get 5 from each, and then they are also reducing the number of Pokecoins earned from defending gyms will be reduced from 6 per hour to 2 per hour. They didn't say they were reducing the limit, just how quickly it's generated.
Yeah, going from 8 hours to 25 hours. That how is that gonna make things better?
Well, I mean, at least this you have a bit more control over it. So, but yeah, a civilian on base, 8 hours to, like you said too, 8 hours to 25 hours. So you can't actually get the full 50 from, yeah, civilian on base says it won't make things better, it'll make it harder. But basically
Why would you? Nobody cares about getting in them anyway for the most part because of the 8 hour crap.
well, and I don't know why they would even reduce the amount you could get from the gyms. We used to be able to get 100 Pokecoins a day.
A day, man. And you can do it from each gym a day, right? Or is it
Well,
total
no,
100?
it was 10 from a gym, per day. You could get 10 from a
And
gym,
you could
and
get
you
10
could,
gyms. Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, if people were moving in, I mean, I remember when I got my first lease
And
on a gym. It's
that's
awesome.
back when it took, a good 45 minutes to take
Oh
down a
yeah.
big gym.
It was an effort. And honestly, here's my thing. This is what I tell my kids. Okay, so they're riding bikes and skateboards and stuff this afternoon. And they love to race each other. And honestly, littlest one's gonna lose every time because she's the littlest one right now. I mean, it's an unfair advantage on size and practice and everything else. And they said she cheated, she took off early, this and the other. And I tried to tell them, it's like, no, winning should feel like an accomplishment. It shouldn't be handed to you. Just taking off and getting somewhere before everybody else doesn't mean anything. When we had the original gym system, it could have been tweaked, yes. It needed some work, yes. But it felt like you did something when you got in there and when you could hold it. And I worked my butt off for, what is it, a Chansey, I think it was?
Yeah,
Blissey? Chansey? One of those.
Chansey, Blissey,
Yeah.
they stayed in gyms
Because
forever.
forever, because they're defensive. So yeah, you could have tweaked it, but to take it to this car wash, drive-through car wash version of a gym that nobody ended up caring about because you limited the coins and you made it this weird 8 hours. And it's just, I rarely see battles going on in gyms ever. I almost always saw battles going on in gyms when I went out. You're talking about going to Six Flags when there's 5 or 10 gyms and you're just walking around the park and you can always see the cloud going on. Always battles. Now, never battles. Why are you gonna make it harder? 25 hours, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, and they haven't rolled this out to everywhere. Their initial rollout was in Australia. They're collecting feedback and things like that. Now, the 11 featured tasks, each to get 5 Pokecoins, is make an excellent throw, evolve a Pokemon, make a great throw, use a berry to help catch a Pokemon, take a snapshot of your buddy, catch a Pokemon, power up a Pokemon, make a nice throw, transfer a Pokemon, and win a raid.
Yeah.
So those are the different tasks, I guess, featured activities that we can do in order to get additional Pokecoins. So.
So I went to buy the box, just why not, right? It's a coin. It says you got to clear out stuff in your bag. It's full. I'm like, okay. I'm looking at my bag. I've already got 40 incense right now.
Well, you should probably start using a few of those. Just saying.
I'll try to
maybe
forget
maybe
them
if
in
maybe if you
incense, yeah.
remember to turn on the game when alarms went off, you might occasionally use
Because
them.
I could use it in that hour that they're featuring whatever Pokemon. Yeah, I know, man. I know. That's yeah. I got 3 Unova stones apparently, and 5 Sinnoh stones. That's cool. But yeah, I gotta give some gifts to some people. Anyway. That's neither here nor there, but yeah,
Yeah, well, what I am really liking that they added this last patch, and we talked about it last week, but being able to get gifts from your buddy, I'm
yes,
really liking that.
yeah, I got 12 gifts, and that had to be for my buddy doing stuff because I just haven't been out spinning. And I did guess because Squid is a beast. He had hit me up probably this weekend. I think it was. It's like, hey, I got some gifts. Let's. Yeah, every once in a while he'll remind me, and let's do this. So, yeah, there you go. You pulled him up on your screen right now, and getting his gift
There
and
we
shooting him
go.
a gift. So So I went through my gifts not that long ago, maybe not this weekend, but recently enough that I haven't gone out and done more stuff. So yeah. Oh, my poor gotcha's feeling neglected. That's all I can tell you. Okay, so we're getting this throwback. I forget this called a throwback.
Well, so
and like I want to throw back all kind of Pokemon. How do you do that? I can't find the option to throw them back. I don't understand.
Before we get to the throwback, you're skipping one. We didn't do it. So this is one person's comment specifically about the Pokecoin revamp. So this is what Sacredilla on here is. They said they basically just thrashed the new system, the revamp, just like a lot of people here have been doing as well. So doing several activities, including a raid, just to get 5 coins a day won't even help rural players. It's supposed to be at least 3 coins/unique activity or per unique activity a day for 10 to 15 coins. And then, so it's, I guess I need to experience the changes for myself to actually see how it works. But really, they should just leave the gyms how they are and make this as an add-on. Then, because when you take something away, people are always going to be angry. Period.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if I kicked you off the show, I'd get...
I'm not listening to the show no more. I quit the show.
Which I couldn't kick you off the show. There'd be no show, Joe. I'd be sitting here alone on Thursday nights going, where's Joe? I guess I shouldn't have been mean to him.
but yeah. On Reddit, you can give rewards to people's posts. Gold, right. Silver, blah, 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 other stuff. This one got, 5 different awards to the show and on here? Wow. So, yeah. Yeah, people really, really liked this.
So basically they hated the change and they really
They're not having it, Niantic. They're not having it.
Yeah. I mean, Niantic sometimes listens. So we'll see what happens. But yeah. Now we can talk about the throwbacks.
Yes. Yes, we can.
But I mean, that was half joking. You know, it's like throwback. I mean, because Squid said something like, "Oh, I love the throwback event." And like, wait, I can actually grab one. No, I don't want this Pokemon. I throw it back. And I was like, "Oh, yeah." No,
we're and they give you candy for it.
Going back to that'd be so cool, right?
But well, they do
like Throwback Thursdays. It's hey, remember a few years ago when we started with all these Pokemon? We're gonna throw them out now. So yeah, oh man, so I can win. Wait, I can win a Ho-Oh?
You could.
All right, talk to me, Joe. Now you got my interest. Now you got me listening.
I have my doubts whether you'll do it, but you could. So
I have my doubts too, but tell me how I can miss it.
This past week we had the Kanto challenge. Each week we're doing a different generation. So this coming week, May, what is it? 8th? Yeah, 8th to the 15th. Oh, there it is.
It's we on have, the graphic, Joe.
It is. I was just looking at the wrong one because they had May 1st to the 29th because that's
for the whole
thing. Yeah, yeah. And my mind focused on that one instead of looking down just a little bit. Anyway, so from May 8th, so starting tomorrow until the 15th, is the Johto challenge. And if you complete the... Now, it's not quite special research. This is a new type of research that they put out for these. Okay. It's called timed research.
Yes.
I suspect these timed research will go away. Could be wrong, but
that's what it sounds like, right? I mean, the name timed is you got to do it in a certain amount of
time. And so I don't think I'm going to finish the timed research for Kanto, to be honest, but
that's well, it ends tonight.
tomorrow afternoon.
It's tomorrow afternoon. So 1 o'clock local time tomorrow. The Johto starts up.
So if you finish the timed research, you get a special Pokemon for the Kanto timed research. It was a Mewtwo. For the Johto one, they say there's going to be 8 stages, and if you finish that, you will get Ho-Oh.
I like Ho-Oh just because, you know, when I did, you know the story, but maybe new listeners don't. That my daughter got into the trading card game actually for a little while, and I helped her build decks, and we got like the Ho-Oh EX. I don't think the holo card. Yeah. But it's a holo shiny. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's just a gorgeous card. And it's a monster. I mean, it's a freaking monster card to play. And so it's just really cool. It spoke to me on many levels. And so I kind of just want this mohawked bird that looks angry all the time in my decks. I don't have one yet. So, starting tomorrow, I'll forget the tribe. I really want to go after. I might not with Ho-Oh. I might be able to get my button gear and see.
Interesting. So a couple of people in chat say that they've already started doing the Johto tasks.
Let's see. I just got some new tasks. I saw it pop up a minute ago. Let me see what's going on.
I wonder if once you're done with Generation 1, the Kanto tasks, if it automatically lets you start the Generation 2.
Under today, I've got Throwback 2020 Kanto event. 0 days and 16 hours, and I've gotten through one of them. I didn't really try. Oh, no, yeah, Johto event's going on right now. I can claim, I've already claimed a reward. I'm claiming another reward right now.
Oh, I'll have to look down and see if I've got it as well. Maybe it's a glitch. Maybe they tossed it to us a little bit too early.
So I'm going after this yellow Dunsparce.
Dunsparce with the Johto event, its shiny is released.
And it's you could possibly get the shiny, which I did not.
Yeah, I've got, if I just scroll down a little bit, I have the Johto challenge as well. What I do like about these quote-unquote timed events is they state how long they're going on.
Yeah.
So, it states how long it's going to continue for.
I just gotta catch me a flying type and day one's done. Well, not day one, I mean one out of nine. It's not actually days, but you know, I'm gonna call it that because it's easier. All right, Joe, we're on.
You causing trouble over there?
Throwback 2020. So Kanto, oh, these are the extra bonuses and stuff going on. Okay, now I'm looking at the today tab and trying to make sure I understand it right. So yeah, there's 16 hours left on the Kanto, 7 days and 16 hours left on the Johto. So I'm excited, dude. Somebody give me a flying type. Throw them out here. Let's go.
gotta get your Ho-Oh.
You know what? Now might be a time for an incense. I won't do it. I only have 40. I got to be careful with them. You know?
Yeah, be careful. Okay.
So, yeah.
So yeah, Skarmory will also be specifically called out as appearing in the wild, and its shiny is available as well. But just like this generation, the Generation 1 Pokemon have been popping up all over the place, so there will be a ton of Generation 2 Pokemon popping up starting tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Pikachu wearing an Umbreon hat will be appearing. Well, that's already out because, yeah, I've seen the shadow.
Have you? I haven't seen Pikachu with the...
The shadow's on my radar. I haven't actually seen it yet. But there's a Pikachu shadow on my radar right now. All right, why am I... I don't... Oh, I hit Buddy History. That's my problem. Like, why am I not playing my buddy? I want to play my buddy because I need him to do something. Yeah, I couldn't find this because I hit Buddy History. But yeah, you can get the shiny Pineco, which I need. Shuckle, which you have, and I'd like to have. A Skarmory shiny.
Yeah, blueberry Shuckle.
Yeah. Yanma and Chinchou. So, yeah, this is pretty cool. And you might find a shiny Dunsparce, which is just slightly different. So instead of green trimming, it's got pink trimming, if I'm reading this graphic right. So... Cool, man. Cool. All right. I'm on it. Hey, Cassie 1048 is here from Brazil. So welcome. I probably said it wrong and I apologize, but thanks for tuning in and checking out the show.
Yeah. Have you caught a Pikachu with a Charizard hat? Because the shadow you're seeing might actually be that.
It could be that. I'm pretty sure no is going to be the standard answer on that.
When in doubt, just say no.
For me in this game, yeah. All right, and one more here before we hit the break. Try out a new remote raid pass during Altered Form Giratina Raid Hour. Now, I did see the news pop up. I did not read the news that popped up in game for this. Because I do Altered Form, he's just so cool looking, or she, I don't care what gender it is. They're so cool looking. And
a lot of legendaries are quote unquote genderless.
Well, yeah. The Macy's Day balloon of Altered Form Giratina is really cool.
I just found a wild Arcanine.
Oh.
I like Arcanine.
I'm going to put it at the end, but I got a little side note about something. All right. Carry on.
Your wayward son.
You are the wayward son. Now, read the news to people. That's what they show up for. Yeah.
So Altered Form Giratina Raid Hour will be yesterday.
Well, that worked out, didn't it?
So hopefully you saw it and did it.
Well, I have.
That's what I get for not reading the in-game news, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but yeah. So whoever went out and did it, actually, I know at least one person that did it because their experience of the week was shiny Giratina. Popeye 705 got a shiny Giratina during the raid hour.
At least that was nice.
Yeah.
I bet it looks cool too. Fun.
Yeah, so instead of the red accents, it has blue. Like the color scheme is actually flipped quite a bit, which is nice.
Rocky said we had a few problems with the remote raids, limited to 10 per lot. I thought that was the limit. It was up from 5 to 10, I thought.
Yeah, it is limited to 10. Your damage is also decreased, I think, for remote raids. Is that correct, Rock Eddie? I haven't actually done a remote raid yet because I haven't. You had to go with, yeah. So the raid got filled up, and so they had to run with private raids so that people didn't get left out.
Okay, I gotcha.
But yeah. But yeah, I did do a normal raid earlier this week. I did a Squirtle raid while I was out and about.
I would like to try to remote raid, but like we've already said, you have to be able to see on the map. Now, if this was the Jurassic Park game where you could see a way far away, then I'd be, you know, easy peasy, right?
But lemon squeezy.
Yeah. You know, cause why would you want to squeeze lemon in your eye, Joe? I don't understand. But, we both said last week how we can't see anything from our houses. So unless we're going out for something specific. And then a raid has to be going on, right?
Yeah.
So there's that too. Hey, Joe, I just completed all of step one for Johto.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Come at me, Johto. Come at me.
Oh, man.
Okay, so how to get a remote raid pass. Open the Pokemon Go app. Tap the Pokeball icon and tap shop. Scroll down to the item section and spend $10 million. Yeah. Now there was one, there was a box that gave us three, or they gave us a gift of three or something. Cause I have three.
They had a box that was one Pokecoin that gave you three remote raid passes.
I have it. If I come across using it, Rocky Eddie says it felt the same to him to play the raid that way. So,
okay. So maybe they didn't reduce the damage. I thought they were toying with that, but
well, I mean, it is Rocky Eddie. I mean, you reduce.
He's
like powerful and stuff. You know? Yeah.
They can't hold back his power.
A civilian on base just Gus had it for some reason. I don't understand. Oh, yeah. Data miners just found something. It was some breaking news.
Yeah, I think Civilian on Base tried to link something in it. Said nope.
I think he whispered it to me. Yep, I got that here. So, you know what, Joe? Now's a good time to do a quick break. We'll get this put in the show notes so that we can get it pulled up. And we'll come back with some breaking news. I don't know why I did it that way. That was kind of dumb. Sorry.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Oh, this is like a violin cover. You know what? I've heard this one before. It's Lindsey Stirling.
It is? Good on you. I'm calling that one out right away. It's so awesome, too. Ah.
Yeah, she's very talented.
I love some dubstep and trap and all that. It's so good. Yeah, I was doing something on YouTube the other day, and somehow this thing popped up about Pikachu, and it took me down a 45-minute rabbit hole of searching music. And so I've got all kind of cool Pokemon related. Well, I guess five. I ended up with five. I'm going to look for more, but I ended up with five cool Pokemon related clips that some people may hate. Not that one. I think most people are all over liking that. But there's some that some people may hate, but I love it. And it makes me so happy. That's funny because it's random. So that's funny that one came up first. So that's really cool. Okay, do you want to do the breaking news, Joe?
Breaking news. So, this is from... You okay there?
You just... Breaking news! Stop.
Burp.
So...
So, this is from the data miners. This is a text update that popped in the last couple of days, but was found... it was posted 5 minutes ago. Apparently, if you join a raid and then leave a raid, you get your raid pass back. So if you leave the group before the battle starts, this is the text that's in there.
Oh, so they didn't need to do that.
Before the battle starts, your pass will be returned to you, but you won't be able to rejoin the same group. I don't like that you can't rejoin the same group. Because, and the reason I say that is we've gone in, started a lobby, and then received a message saying, "Hey, I'm on my way. Can you back out?" Back out. Well,
if everybody backs out, is it the same group?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm thinking no. I think once you back out, you start a new instance, right? Think of it that way. A new instance is triggered, so now it's a new group. As opposed to five people backed out and one person stayed in, that instance stayed, they can't join back into that one.
Yeah, but that still seems weird. I wonder why. But anyway.
Tell me why.
Apparently that's going to be a thing.
Yes! Yeah, you're my hero today.
yep.
Oh, so good.
Oh man, our 90s are showing. So apparently they're going to be adding stickers. We don't know fully to what where the stickers are going to be or the functionality. Apparently you can send stickers to people, and it says that you can get stickers from gifts or the shop is what it. Well, one of the bits of text says, I just wonder where the stickers are going to go.
Well, if you leave it up to my daughter, they're going to go everywhere they shouldn't be. Yeah, exactly. I will hold judgment until we see it, but I've never been a fan of stickers in games. I just don't get it. From Paper Mario to Sackboy.
Sack Boy.
Yeah, you don't have a PlayStation, I guess. You would know what that is. But Sackboy is this little cutesy character. I cannot think. Little Big World. And it's all about stickers and play. It's like, okay, sure. It just doesn't resonate with me. But to be fair, real stickers never resonated with me. Little Big Planet. I was close. Little Big Planet. So yeah, I'll reserve judgment because I don't know how they could use it. I just don't see it.
Yeah, you're just gonna put them on your avatar instead of tattoos. We can have stickers on us.
Okay, now if you do tattoo style stickers for me to put on my avatar, I have doubt. Now I wonder how the Asian. Well, no, yeah, I wonder how the Asian culture is with tattoos. Our society as a whole has gotten more and more in tune and in line with being okay with having tattoos, but you know, every culture is different, and Pokemon comes from the Asian culture. So yeah, I wish I could have tattoos for my character.
Just like the tattooed Pokemon?
Yeah. The clones. Now you give me that sticker. The tattooed Pokemon, which is the clone Pokemon, right? You get me, put that sticker on my arm of my character, I will play dress up all day long in this game. But that's neither here. We got to get these headlines out before we run out of time. Go ahead.
Let's just face it. That won't be what it is because Niantic doesn't take cool ideas like that and run with it.
They really don't. Have you seen the clothes they
take some of the practical stuff, but yeah, when it comes to aesthetics, they're like, meh.
Yeah, let's find the dumbest looking stuff and put it on people. I know you people out there love your Magikarp cats, but let's ask ourselves a question. Would you really run around in public all the time with a big stuffed fish hat on your head?
I saw it at Dragon Con, but then again, you see a lot of things at
Dragon Con. Yeah, it's Dragon Con. Yeah, you know, I saw a stupid hippie Pikachu at Dragon Con, full size and everything, had the flower crown, all that. So we're talking about jumping in and if you jump out of the raid, right, you don't lose it. That's cool. Here's the thing. After spending regular free daily raid pass on a raid, you can then remotely jump back into the same raid without using a remote pass. So if you get cut or you move away, like the battle started and you moved a little further away, you can jump in remotely.
Yes. At least that, unless they fix it, apparently you can do this. So that's pretty sweet. Then you don't have to spend a remote raid pass to get into a raid. You can use your free raid pass, you have to still be near it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like Sycophants or Sycophants, however you want to pronounce it, but it's probably sick. It's funny. It's a good spelling. So the very first line that we see up here, this is life changing if this is a feature and not a bug.
Yeah, and the first comment it's probably unintentional.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with them. Although I will even land on the 50-50 of it because I do think that, like you said, Joe, Niantic will take some of the practical stuff and do that. And that's a practicality. So we'll see. Now, you said season one of the Go Battle League ends very soon. Now, today, the recording, we don't usually put dates on a recording. Like, we don't say this is when we recorded it. But for this story, I think it matters. Today is the 7th of May as we record this. And it'll be out on the 8th of May, typically, is when I get that out the next day. So, on May 11th, so this coming Monday as of when we're recording it, season two starts. Now, the world is still in lockdown, fairly widespread. Not as much as it was in the past month or so, a couple months, but it's still
You've got a Golden Corral opening up near you. No one's going to get corona there.
Okay, no, that's not near me. That's in Columbus on the Alabama side, Georgia. You know, but yeah, I saw that too. Tony P. Anderson posted that. Do you think, Joe, though, that they'll put that walking requirement back in? For season two?
I'm sure they will. I don't know if it'll be on the 11th, but I'm sure later this month they probably will, to be honest.
Here's my take on it. Fine. You said it was temporary. I'm not going to be mad and throw things at you. Hey, Droid 1989 threw some bits. Thank you, Droid. Appreciate you. Thank you for doing that. But I'm not going to hate on them. But okay, don't start the season and then put the walking requirement back in later. Start the season with the walking requirement, or you hold it to the next season. I think doing things halfway through a season, changing things, is like changing gears without a clutch. Man, I think that's a bad way any game can go.
Yeah. Well, this season is going to end on July 13th. So it's a pretty long season, a little over 2 months.
That's, I mean, obviously not as long as the first season because of extenuating circumstances.
I kind of doubt that they're not going to put the walking in during this season, to be honest. I get what you're saying, and I would love them to just remove the walking altogether.
Well, that I get, but I mean,
but
you either got to drop it Monday or hold it till 2 months from now, in my opinion. I mean, Rock Eddie, you are a Go League battler, if I'm not mistaken. You really got in there. I know you tested it out for us, like when it first landed. And by the way, quick update on the score of the game. Nick's Tavern's at 14. We're at 11. We're getting there. They're dropping. We're gaining. We're coming up on them. Nick's Tavern is good friends of ours, Phil Keating and Kurt Booten. And they do this Animal Crossing podcast. But they're live at the same time we are. So we've been around longer. So we got to be like, no, we're the old school guys. We got to beat them out. So anyway, so Rock Eddie, what do you think? And your true opinion, because you may not care because you walk anyway. But if they start the season and don't put in the walking requirement, and then 2, 3, 4 weeks into the season, they put it in, is that a detriment to the game? Or do you care? Or should they hold it?
Shiny Pikachu.
So yeah, we play the game while we record the podcast. It's kind of distracting the podcast sometimes. But yeah, man, good on you for getting that shiny Pikachu. Still can't tell.
Watch it runs away from me.
Yeah. So Coach Kev says walking requirement gone for at least 24 days. If you look at the new today tab, so 24 days, that's not quite a month. Yeah. And Rock Daddy says the only reason
down
I want
to the
them
special bonus.
Yeah,
there. That's where under the special bonuses for it says 24 days and 3 hours. The no walking requirement for Go Battle League is there.
Yeah, but that's not even a little bit about, and that's not quite halfway through the season. That's my only point. Is don't throw yourself in the end halfway. If once we start. If you're going to change something during any kind of season, do it for the betterment, not for the detriment. I think it'll be a detriment because it's going to take people like me out of the game, you out of the game, or out of battling, right? Or at least battling as much. A PvP is fun, but I get a lag battle every 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
But you win.
In one of mine, not usually. It depends on where the lag is.
It depends on who's lagging, right. But I'm assuming it's Rock Eddie. My son's Rock Eddie. He means on the other side.
See, I had lag on while I was playing this past week. And he says it's never in his favor. And I was stomping them. And then, bam, hit with lag. And they ended up winning by just a sliver of HP.
Oh, man.
And it's because it wouldn't let me switch out my Pokemon. When they sent out a new Pokemon, I tried to switch out so I'd have a huge type advantage. And before it would let me switch out, my Pokemon was dead and they had full health still. So my Pokemon, not only did my Pokemon not do any damage during that, even though I was still tapping, it also didn't let me switch my Pokemon.
Ah, man.
So, yeah.
That's tough. So Rock Eddie, if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, is that if you put in the walking requirement, less people like me who can be in laggy situations would play, and more people, the more players would be active and therefore have a better connection, theoretically.
Now, they might not add it back in. They do state specifically in this, and now I don't know if this is just the start, because they don't say it'll be throughout, but it does say for season 2, the following will be the same as during season 1. the walking and Pokecoin requirements to unlock sets of battles in the Go Battle League will still be removed. If you're in the middle of walking to earn a set, this will take effect starting with your next set.
What's the set? Set
of battles.
Gotcha. Give me a second. What was the Pokecoin requirement?
I can't remember, to be honest. I didn't battle before they removed those requirements. Yeah. So, Pikachu Libre will continue to be a rank 7 reward, which is interesting because they had specifically stated multiple times that Pikachu Libre was going to be a season 1 and a season 1 only reward.
Well, I'm sure it's to go along with they don't. This wasn't a full proper season, right? So many changes happened. The world changed. You know, all this stuff happened, right? So I'm going to play devil's advocate and say, well, while they probably had plans for season 2, they really want season 2 or the next special Pokemon to be here's the real season. And this is a more of a look at what I want versus, hey, everybody can play. And if you work hard enough, because I'm knocking on the door of 7 right now. I'm about to go after the potential of Pika Libre or whatever.
So the Pokecoin requirement, people are saying in chat, Rock Eddie and Civilian on Base helped us out here, is instead of walking, you could pay Pokecoins in order to get into the battles.
I remember reading that now. I do remember that. So.
But then they've got a bunch of changes that are coming for season 2. So the Go Battle League reward system has been changed slightly, quote unquote. You will now earn a Pokemon reward after the third win, which we talked about last week, because that was one of the things that was suggested live on air 2 weeks ago. That they change it to the third win instead of the fourth win. The ranking system has been adjusted. You will need more wins now to get to rank 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then some of the guaranteed rewards will be different. And then they give us a list of the guaranteed rewards. So at rank 4, the guaranteed reward is Stunfisk. Rank 8, it's Rufflet. Rank 9, it's Scraggy. And rank 10, you'll earn a new avatar pose. Okay. And then trainers who finish season 2 at rank 7 or higher will be given an elite fast TM instead of an elite charged TM. And they say, other than that, the end of season rewards will stay the same as season 1. Let's see. Trainers will be able to initiate trainer battles via QR codes from anywhere, regardless of the trainer's friendship level or distance.
Okay.
So we could actually then play on air.
Battle each other.
Well, that too. But if we showed it on air, someone could scan it and battle us. They could scan our QR code live on air. Dun, dun, dun.
That's cool.
And then trainer battles with friends. The friendship level requirement will remain lowered. So it's down to good friends. So you can basically, as long as you've done one friend interaction with them, you'll be able to battle them.
Cool.
So, and then, so they have done some slight balancing changes to 3 moves as well. So Drill Run, its energy requirement has been reduced. So that they buffed that. Moon Blast, the energy requirement and damage have both been reduced. So that's more of a change than it is a buff or a nerf there. Though it now has a chance to lower the opponent's attack stat. So overall, I would say that's a buff. Actually, just to be honest, the energy reduced requirement reduce is a pretty big buff in PvP in general. Most of the time, you want moves that are available more often that require less energy. And then Wild Charge, the energy requirement has been reduced. the damage has been increased, and it will now sharply lower the user's defense.
Ooh,
so your own defense. So
that's interesting.
That's a pretty big change. It it definitely turns you more glass cannon. And then Palkia can now learn Aqua Tail as well. So a lot, but also not as many as I was expecting, to be honest, as far as changes go for season two. Oh, interesting. So because of that change to Wild Charge, Reku apparently has been banned from the Sylph Rhodes Forest Cup.
Interesting. Because it makes him too strong, huh?
Yep. That glass cannon, bam. So,
well,
very interesting.
There you go. All right, so we've got some limited research and Incense Day coming up. We got the Snubbull limited research and Incense Day, water and dark type in May. So that is going to be interesting. I like Snubbull. I've got all the iterations other than the shiny of the Snubbulls.
I have a shiny Snubbull. In fact, I might have two. I'll have to check. Nope, just the one.
You actually checked right now. You're supposed to be reading the headlines, Joe. So Saturday, May 9th from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. So this coming up Saturday.
This weekend.
So if you're listening to this, maybe you're out doing the Snubbull research. Good luck with that. You can do with more than 50 tasks, rewarding encounters with Snubbull. You have plenty of chances to catch this fairy Pokemon. If you're lucky, you can even encounter the shiny one. Be sure to complete timed research during this time as it will disappear at 10 p.m. So we're getting another timed research on top of Kanto and Johto. Well, Kanto will be gone. So on top of the Johto, we'll get a Snubbull timed one with 50 of things you can do. This event will be occurring at the same time as Safari Zone Philadelphia ticketed event and Throwback Challenge of 2020 Johto. So there's going to be a lot to do on Saturday. What about the Incense Day, Joe?
Yeah, a whole lot to do. On Sunday, May 17th, so that's not this weekend, but next, we are going to, this is again another 6-hour Incense Day. We're going to have, so it's featuring Carvana as the main Pokemon. So last time it was Sentret. So assuming they're going to do it the same way, Carvana is going to be available the entire 6 hours. But they are going to switch types each hour, and they're only doing two different types, water and dark. So it'll alternate, start with water at 11 a.m., and it'll alternate every hour between water and dark until the event ends at 5 p.m.
Nice. Now, going back to the banning in the battles, Rocky says, tell people not to use their Stardust on unlocking the third move on Palkia. Apparently it's worthless. He said, no, the banning is on Go Battles, not Sylph Road.
Oh,
interesting. And Civilian on base clarifies as well, but it's only for the Premier Cup, not the general Go Battle League.
Hmm.
So there Weird. You go. I mean, we do try to get it right. So, so there you go. Snubbull and one or dark type. And then we've got the in-depth APK teardown. Go ahead, Joe. Which you got to do fast because I'm running out of time.
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit confused, though, with what Rock Yeti's saying. I keep looking at the water dark type. Sorry. Because saying not to use the Stardust on unlocking the third move, but he says that it's great on it. Legendaries, it's not worth it. I see. Now I'm picking up what you're putting down.
There it is.
Gotcha. There it is. Now, and this data mine is huge.
So we got TLDR this thing.
Yeah, we're not going to get much into
Just
it.
Just hit the highlight buttons here. And look, everything can be found on our Reddit page, reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast, and on the show notes at PokemonGoPodcast.com. And anchor.fm/PokemonGoPodcast. So we're going to hit the real highlights because I got another show to do after this. Go ahead.
And the most exciting highlight is that Jesse and James are going to be coming into the game. To what extent, we don't know, but there has been text found for Jesse and James. The next one that I would say is free shop boxes. So apparently they are going to make it so that we can get some free stuff instead of probably these one coin stuff. But we'll just have to wait and see what that is. I was under the impression that that was somewhat difficult to do, especially on iOS, due to how Apple handles how free stuff is handed out in games. But anyway, there is that. There's a bunch more in here, but if you want to see the breakdown, either wait till it's live, or you can view it again, just like Charles said. Our sources are available on our subreddit. That's /r/PokemonGoPodcast on Reddit. So,
yeah, lots of there's some cool stuff. There's definitely some cool stuff going on there. So if you like those breakdowns, dig through it. Now, I made a quick little note about Verizon. I got an email today from them because that's who I'm with, is Verizon Wireless, and is a generic email talking about, hey, we're doing more for you in the month of May. And on the things it did, it said Pokemon Go players will get these free things in the game. And it's like, you know, some Stardust, some Pokeberries, some Pokeballs. But it was very unclear on how or when that was going to happen. So if you're with Verizon, like I am, you may see some freebies popping into your game somehow, some way. So, Joe.
What time is it, Joe?
It is time for random trivia. And because Pikachu is going to be getting an Umbreon hat this next week, starting tomorrow, I thought I would talk about Umbreon specifically, not the entire set of evolutions or Eevee, but Umbreon specifically. Umbreon is the Moonlight Pokemon. It is a Dark-type Pokemon. It is my favorite evolution. I know you guys wanted to know about that for random trivia. When agitated, this is its Pokedex entry, this Pokemon protects itself by spraying poisonous sweat from its pores. So, yeah.
So it's not skunk-like. Bad enough that you just got sweat on. It's poisonous
sweat. Poison sweat. Its shiny form, which is available in the game, and you could evolve your new shiny Eevee into it if you'd like, turns it into what I like to call is the Tron Cat. It's black with blue accents on it, and it very much reminds me of Tron, an amazing movie.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Tron is a great movie. You're right.
And so it is based on a black cat, which is often considered an omen of bad luck. In the West, it's considered that. But actually, Japan, their viewpoint on a black cat is that it's considered lucky. So that's pretty interesting there. I didn't realize that. The name, all of the evolutions end with Eon at the end. And so there is that. But the Umbra comes from the Latin word for shadow. So thus he's the dark evolution of Eevee.
Okay. Got it.
So
makes sense.
And then apparently one of the other versions of Umbreon, the Japanese version, is actually Blackie is his name.
Oh, excuse me?
What? Yeah, you heard me.
yeah, all right.
And that's thought to be a combination of black and lucky. Because black cats are considered lucky in Japan.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm lucky right now. I'm on the part where I have to get three great throws and I'm getting like Weedles and everything that's tiny to get that. I just got an Arcanine. Like, oh, thank Jeebus. Now I can do that. And Shiny Dusparse is live right now, confirmed by a civilian on base. So very, very cool.
Any other
trivia before I cut you off and talk about something else?
No, we'll cut it there.
Sweet. Got my three great throws. All right. If you'd like to email the show, hit us up, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. Pokemon, of course, you go there, PokemonGoPodcast.com. Leave that speak pipe. We love hearing your voice. We love playing you on the show. So leave us a speak pipe and we'll play your voicemail. Reddit's r/PokemonGoPodcast. Facebook's Pokemon Go Podcast. Twitter is at Pokemon Go Pod. Twitch.tv is Pokemon Go Podcast. And we do that here on Twitch.tv every Thursday night. I got a lot. time is a construct, and my construction's been falling down lately. Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And of course, this is a podcast. If you just found us recently or tonight or just here on Twitch, you can listen to all the fun stuff you missed over on iTunes, well, Apple Music, right? Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all the places that you listen to great podcasts and audio. Look us up, Pokemon Go Podcast. We are everywhere you want to be. And hopefully soon we're going to get the embrace the underscore from chart going on. I want to work on that, Joe. But Joe, where can they find you on the web, man?
You can find me on Twitter at @Joseph_Ard. And what about you?
You can find me Rock Out of Podcasting across all social media. And of course, you can find a bunch of awesome shows over at gstu.net.
Really? Because I thought you were rebranding to just Charles McFall. I saw some changes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't you lie to me.
No. I'm working on my own website. I'm not rebranding. I'm working on my own website to get the bigger, wider brand out. So that I will be saying you can find me at charlesmcfall.com. It's just not tweaked yet. It's not updated.
I was wondering if like the Titan of Pod came and smote you or something.
and I cannot get my own name in social media anymore. I didn't do that early enough. And at least on Twitter, there's people camping on it. So, and oh yeah, Facebook, I did change. You can look up Charles McFall on Facebook. But you can also look up Rock God Podcast and take the same page. So there you go. All right. Tune in next week to hear Joe say.
Yeah, I agree with Rock Eddie. Do not call Umbreon Blackie. Just call it Umbreon.